Well, it appears our YouTube bug is back, and that explains the delay in episode 75 posting. Will it be working by the time this episode should publish? If you're listening to me now on YouTube, then yes. If not, then no. Okay, sidebar completed. And now, ladies and gents of the Teen Canteen, I give you episode 76.
That's the spirit!
It's a dumb birthday game from March 3rd, 1996, which I've titled Proud Mary Keep On Talkin'. Before the game begins, there's a discussion on what image should be placed on a postage stamp honoring traffic reporters, as well as who should paint it. There are a couple of great suggestions. Of course, while this is going on, the Tobin Bridge has partially collapsed. There's a 700-plus car pileup. The Sumner and Ted Williams tunnels are no stranger to disaster here as well. But the game takes precedence over that trifling stuff. Norm really wants one of the callers to win, as junky prizes are overtaking his kitchen. Today's players are Ken Newman from Traffic, the young whippersnapper Michael Cannon, who's only 18, producing and playing. And last I checked, he's done all right for himself. The stubborn and cantankerous Tony from Middletown, Ohio. The whispery and chatty Mary from Kittery, Maine. And the hacking Al in Waltham. The birthdays? Enzo Stuatti. Lee Radiswell Ross, also known as Caroline Lee Bouvier. The saucy Ed Marinaro. Jackie Joyner Kersey. And Herschel Walker. Now, March 3rd didn't seem to be a popular date for birthdays, so we move to an event in history. In what year did the Star Spangled Banner become the national anthem of the United States? Did you know that Norm was in the area when the bombs were bursting in air? He was there in downtown Baltimore picking up girls when he looked up and the flag was still there. And he has proof through the night! Mary is so loquacious throughout the game. It provides a lot of entertainment, including Norm revealing he's telepathic and can sense fear and nausea. We are informed of a binding resolution that appears in the 700-page Dumb Birthday Game rulebook, now available on CD-ROM. Norm runs out of stuff, and the tape runs out as well, so it's good timing. The high-spirited episode 76, Proud Mary Keep On Talkin', begins now.
You know.
I just
it's
said
a proud. It's a proud thing.
It is a proud profession that you guys have. And I imagine one day there'll be a postage stamp dedicated to you guys. There'll be a, I don't know, what kind of a picture should we put on a postage stamp that would be dedicated in honor of... hold on, I hear a report coming in. There's a 750-car pileup on the Tobin Bridge, which is partially collapsed.
The Tobin Bridge just fell down.
Well, yeah, that's so. Right. But tell them that we're doing the dumb birthday game now, and there's no time for that.
Can't talk about that.
That's right. Take some other route.
We'll get to that when it's news time.
That's right. Okay. Okay, so what kind of picture should we put on a postage stamp hailing you guys? Well, there comes another report. The Sumner Tunnel has sunk. And the, I know. I can hear that report. The Ted Williams Tunnel has, the smell has gone.
That kind of odor went away.
the smell went away. Some were suggesting the reason for the smell. I think I mentioned this one other time, and I think it bears repeating, certainly, that the reason for the odor coming out of the Ted Williams Tunnel had something to do with the WRKO talk hosts. But we haven't been able to confirm that as yet, but we have our strong suspicions.
Weasels.
I think it has to do with Jerry Williams, but I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I feel a slander suit coming on.
Well, those reports okay. Unconfirmed.
We're two old guys. And a slander suit can only help us both with the publicity, so I'm not worried about that. Anyway, we haven't decided what to put on a postage stamp to honor you traffic guys.
So oh, I
have
think,
guys with binoculars and helmets and every staring out a window or something.
A guy with headphones and a microphone and binoculars looking out of a window.
Yeah.
I like it.
and a background of cars crashing into each other.
I think Norman Rockwell could paint it.
I think it might be a little difficult under the circumstances, but we can certainly try it. Anyway, let's see who else is playing the dumb birthday game, because I know you and Michael are kind of excited to know who's going along with you. I hope somebody else wins besides somebody here, because I get a bunch of junkie prizes I really want to get rid of so badly. I mean, they're sitting around in my kitchen, and I can't stand it anymore. Okay, let's see. Let's talk with Tony, who's from Middletown. Middletown where? Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Tony with a T-O-N-I, so you can right away you know it's an extremely attractive lady.
Thank you.
Hello, Tony. Yeah, because I live in Middleton, Massachusetts. We give it the British spelling and pronunciation, but we live in practically the same town.
It's spelled the same way?
No, it's spelled middle with a T-O-N instead of town.
Well, half the people that don't know where it is pronounce it Middleton anyway, so it
do they really?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, because people who talk about my town call it Middletown. Maybe we ought to swap something or other.
Maybe so.
Why is your town, I can tell you why our town is called Middleton. Why is your town called Middletown? It must be in the middle of something.
Probably because it's right between Dayton and Cincinnati.
Okay, so
it's in the middle.
It's in the middle of Ohio also, Dayton and Cincinnati?
Well, it's more further south.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle. It's kind of over on the west coast of Ohio. Well, not the coast, but the western end of the state, kind of down toward the river.
Okay. How big a town is Middletown, Ohio?
Last count, I think it was 48,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're practically the same. We're about 6,000. You're a metropolis. Yeah. No, our town was called that because it was carved out of the way back in early days. It was carved out of several towns around it. And then they decided it was right in the middle. So it became that. Isn't that interesting? You find that interesting, Tony?
Yes, I do.
Are you married?
Heck no.
Would you like to marry me, and we could have the same stationery?
No, honey, I don't. I am too old and cantankerous to marry anybody, and I just don't want to. I'm independent, and I like to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and I don't want to marry anybody.
Boy, I really started something with that, didn't I? I thought you'd give me a light
nerve. I think.
I think I did. I thought I'd get a breezy little answer, especially when you say you're too old. Look who you're talking to. There's nobody in the world older than I am. Tony, I want you so bad.
How old do I sound to you?
You sound like you're in your 40s.
Yeah, I'm 43.
I'm sorry I didn't say you sound like you're in your 30s then.
I'm 43.
Okay, and you're talking about being too old. Okay.
Yeah.
And cantankerous. Now, how does your cantankerousness, how does that show itself?
Oh, I'm just stubborn.
Are you really?
Everything's got to go my way or I get upset easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any good points, Tony, or you're just a pain in the butt, generally?
Well, I'll tell you, my nickname is PETA, and it's pain in the... I was given that nickname by a member of my family.
Oh, P-E-T-A.
No, P-I-T-A, pain in the...
I think I know what the A stands for. It's kind of a euphemism for...
For a donkey.
For butt, yeah. Or for donkeys, too. Yeah, that's right.
So that proves that I am... But kind of cantankerous. So, you know, if I'm going to be called that, I might as well be the biggest one I can be, right?
I would say be the best you can be at whatever it is.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the Army's motto, right?
That's right. That's right. Be all you can be.
Right.
And if it's a pain in the butt, be the best pain in the butt you can be.
Exactly.
God bless America.
As a matter of fact, I'm a pain in the butt for one of the local talk shows here.
Oh,
that's my title.
What station is that?
No, I don't want to give another station.
You don't want to give them a plug?
I don't think I should.
You're in Ohio.
Well, it's okay with us. We don't mind.
Okay, I'm WHIO in Dayton, Ohio.
WHIL?
Yeah, and I'm the official pain in the you know what of the Kent Voss show.
Oh, now why is that? What do you do? Do you call up and say, you ought to be thrown out of office, you ought to be a beach, sir? You do a lot of that stuff?
No. I just told him I was because everybody says I am, so I'm just going to be the biggest one I can be.
I see. Okay.
Well, welcome to WBZ.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we had a station here that which was WHIL. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah, it's now got different call letters. It's WXKS AM. And but it was WHIL at one time. Really? Son of a gun. We wondered where they went.
I'll be darned.
Son of a gun. Okay, let's see who else is going to play the game with you. We have Mary from Kittery. Talk about PITAs. How you doing, Mary?
Wonderful.
I just insulted you, and you giggle at me.
I'm glad I got another girl on. I'm not with all you men.
No, it's the reason you're on is because Michael Cannon doesn't know the listeners as well, because he's new here.
Yeah. I'm new to this show.
Yeah, so somehow you got through this.
He's a very nice boy, though, Bob. Yeah. No, I can tell. Yeah, he's very polite.
Well, you're very polite too, Mary, and
I hope so.
Not to mention a little phony, but what the heck? We can't all be perfect.
That's right. Let's play the game.
Oh, be quiet. Okay, let's go to Al and also Al in Waltham.
Hi, Norman. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell me about yourself, Al. Have you played the game with us before?
About 4 months ago.
Oh, 4 months ago. Did you win?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't even get one right.
Well, maybe today, maybe your luck will have changed.
My luck will turn. You know, a side note on that, Hebert's Candy. They've been up there selling that white chocolate for over 40 years. They were one of the first ones in this part of the country.
Okay, they're in Shrewsbury,
right up in the top of the hill.
Right next to Worcester.
Yeah, I'm right. Very close.
I know all that kind of stuff, Al.
Yeah,
I appreciate you knowing that because you gave us information that we appreciate.
Well, I used to live in Marlboro, which is 17 miles from here.
Okay. Now you live in Waltham, which is...
Yeah, right.
Hey, you're sort of west of Boston anyway.
Yeah.
What do you do, Al?
Well, I was retired from Raytheon. I used to be a spray painter.
Okay, what did they do? Downsize and dump you or something?
No. I retired.
You retired. You got... Oh, I see. You got to be the right age and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, good. Do you like retirement years?
Yeah, I love it.
No kidding. What do you do? What do you do to keep yourself occupied?
Well, I play cards. I go shopping. I do, you know, whatever I feel like doing. Go out to restaurants. It's good.
It sounds like a good life.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, great.
I think I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
Ken is how old? Because anybody makes Michael Cannon is old for Michael. Who's 18 years old, and how old are you, Ken? You're still in your
20s.
27. 27 is a good age.
I want to say hello to Mary from Kittery. I've heard her over the airwaves quite a few years.
Hmm.
67.
She called me a boy.
Well, you are a boy.
I'm a young man. Yeah. 18 is not a boy.
No, you're old enough to be tried as an adult in a crime,
That's true.
That's true. You're old enough to be locked away for the rest of your life with no chance of probation.
You're old enough to shoot somebody in a war.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
That's true, yeah. You're old enough to run off and get married without your parents' permission.
And I can buy lottery tickets.
You can buy lottery
and
tickets.
And cigarettes.
And I think booze also, can't you?
Not until 21.
Not till 21 for that. Okay. And
unless, of course, you have a fake ID.
I don't condone that sort of behavior.
No,
you know that.
No, Michael is straight arrow.
That's
please,
right.
Don't hold your tongue there, Ken. Hold your tongue. Does it feel good holding it?
It's kind of difficult.
Okay. Okay, we don't have too many really exciting people born in this state, but we'll do the best we can. Enzio Stuarti, the vocalist. Was born in the state. I really have no information beyond that, except he has had some, I believe he's had some hit records and stuff. That doesn't give you much of a clue. Enzo Stuarti. Do you know that name, Tony?
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, Enzo Stuarti. He's a vocalist.
I thought he was a race car driver.
That sounds like that, doesn't it?
maybe a restaurant.
When you said that.
Yeah.
It's a good restaurant name.
Enzo Stuarti, let's see. I have no information beyond the fact that he's a singer. He's sort of in the style of, let's see, who would be in the style of?
Julio Iglesias?
No, I think Iglesias got a little more, I don't know, Iglesias is more international, cosmopolitan stuff. Or maybe Stuarti is too. I'm thinking of Jones, Tom Jones, you know, that style.
When did this guy have his hit? Can get some idea.
Engelbert Humperdinck. He's sort of Engelbert Humperdinckish.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's like a washed up contemporary pop star, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know that he's washed up.
He had a lot of anger.
Probably is, I guess, too. Sort of like that. Tony, how old do you think he is?
When did he have his hits so we could get some idea?
No, I don't. I really don't
know.
Yeah, I don't know that he's had some huge hits. He's very popular. Well, not very popular.
Probably some, in Italy.
No, he was popular. Well, maybe, but he was popular here also. I don't know, 10, 20 years ago, maybe.
Okay, I'll just take a guess at it and say 55, since I know absolutely nothing.
Okay, everybody, I think, is going to have to guess at this. Mary, what do you think?
I'll guess 50. 50. Okay.
50. Can you talk like that always?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I want to talk. I do want to learn how to talk that way,
too. I think you should talk like that, boy.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Thank you.
How about you, Al? What do you think?
I think he's 65. I've heard him sing.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
65.
65. Okay, Michael?
I'm going to say 64.
Ken?
60.
Okay. He actually 71. Did none of you knew who he was?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of him until now.
Yeah. Okay, the closest then was Al, and Michael was second, which was good. Al said 65.
I got the women's streak going, one in a row.
That's right. Okay, how about Lee Radziwill, Ross? Can I explain who she is? I suspect you already know. Anyway, let's see. Lee Radziwill Ross her name originally was Caroline Lee Bouvier. She's the sister of Jackie Kennedy, remember? Who's doing all the coughing? Is that you, Al?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Could you maybe turn away from the phone when you cough?
Yeah.
Maybe even throw yourself on the floor, coughing into a pillow, perhaps, or something of that nature.
Yeah.
See, when you suddenly cough like this, it is a little disturbing to the rest of us because we're trying to sleep. Is that okay with you? Did I hurt your feelings? You suddenly became very silent. Anyway, Lee, she's the sister of the late Jackie Kennedy Onassis. And that's all I can tell you. Princess Radziwill. Her name was Caroline Bouvier, of course, as Jacqueline was Jacqueline Bouvier. And my name is Henry Fonda. Thank you. Let me start with you, Michael. What do you think of Lee Radziwill Ross?
I'm going to take a guess and say 67.
Okay, I guess the Ross part is due to the fact that she's married to...
Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross. Yeah. I think that's probably so. Right. I'm sorry, you just told me an age and I forgot what you said.
I think I said 67. I don't remember, though.
67 it was.
We'll go.
At 18 years of age, your memory's gotten as bad as mine. What are you going to be like by the time you get to be my age? You won't even know where you are. Where am I? I don't know. Anyway, Al, what do you think?
64.
Say that again.
64.
Yeah, no, I just like the way you say that. 64.
I'm originally from Maine, too.
Oh, I see. Well, no, people around here talk that way, too.
Hey,
yeah. No, they don't talk that way, no. Ken, what do you think?
I'm going to say 65, I guess.
Okay, 65. Mary, what do you think?
I can't remember if she was a little older than Jackie or a little younger. Jackie's my age. So I'll go older, 69.
I'm sorry, 69?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tony, what do you say?
Okay, I'll go right in between there and say 68.
Gotcha.
68. Okay, actually, she's 63.
Wow.
I like that
We're
reaction.
We're all astonished.
I like that reaction.
What a strange turn of events.
Yeah, 63. So she would have been, I don't know, how old was Jackie Kennedy when she died? Do you know?
Well, I know she's the same age as my mother was, and my mother is would have been 67 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And how long has she been dead? About 2 years, 3 years?
Something like that. I love the way you talk. I don't even care what you say. I just love that accent. Now, I was looking up Onassis. I could probably look it up.
And she'll be, Jackie would be 67 in July of this year.
Oh, I see. Okay, I don't have to look it up.
We're born in 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the same age as my mother.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Lee Radziwill was her younger sister then.
I wasn't sure if she was younger or older.
And we got two in a row for Al. He said 64.
Right.
So you're the closest.
Very good.
Very good. Two out of two so far, Al. You're in line to get one of our really junky, worthless, tasteless, useless prizes. Whole envelope full of nothing.
Yeah.
You must be excited about that.
I am. It's like Christmas in March.
I'm sorry, it's like what?
Christmas in March.
Oh, it's like Christmas in March. That's the way I look at it, too. It's like Christmas in March. All those gifts coming into me here in March. It's not even December. Sure. Okay. Okay, today's the birthday of actor Ed Marinaro. I'll explain to you who Ed Marinaro is, because I happen to remember. And a lot of you do, too. He started out on Hill Street Blues. He was one of the police officers, young is the clue there, but when I say that, I look at Michael, and he's old enough to be a grandfather, probably.
And he's 12 years old.
He's 12 years old, yes. And he was a nice-looking, well-built kind of guy, and he's been on a number of shows since. Ed Marinaro. Do any of you remember him on the Hill Street Blues?
Yeah.
I never used to watch that show.
You never watched that?
No.
That was one of my favorite shows. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so disappointed in you, Ken.
I'm sorry. I never watched MASH.
He's no Jack Hart.
Two ones I missed out on. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Have to brush up.
I thought we had a lot in common, and apparently we don't, and that really...
I'm just falling out of favor, I know.
Yeah, you let us down.
Yeah, it makes me feel just so darn bad. Jeez. Okay, anyway, Ed Marinaro... It sounds like something you put on spaghetti, doesn't it?
That's a nice sauce.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. Marinara, they put everything in it. It's got the peppers. It's got the tomatoes. It's got the onions. And we simmer it for hours. It's marinara sauce. Am I saying his right name? That sounds... The more you say that, more it does sound like something for pasta. Ed Marinaro. Either that or it sounds like a song, an Italian song. Marinaro. Here's Marinaro. It's from the opera by La Donizetti. Anyway, I think I'm rambling on just a little more than I can stand. Ken, how about you? What do you think? Ed Marinaro.
How about 45?
Okay, and Michael?
I'll say 43.
43. Al, what do you say? Al says 56. Al so far has got two out of two. He's the big winner so far. Mary.
What did Al say?
Al said 56.
Well, I never heard of him, and I don't watch that show, so this is just a guess. I'll say 52.
And what do you think, Tony?
I'll say 47.
Okay, that was a good guess. That means that you and Ken... both have come the closest because he's 46.
Good.
You said 47 and Ken said 45.
That's great considering I don't really know who he is.
I don't know who he is either. So I guess you have to not know who the person is in order to get it right.
That's
right.
The secret.
Okay, you know the name Jackie Joyner? Kersey also is her marriage name.
She's a figure skater, isn't she?
She's an Olympic track and field gold medalist. Jackie Joyner is Jackie Joyner Kersey. Let me see if I know anything more about her than that. It says heptathlon athlete. But anyway, she's track and field and stuff, runner and stuff. Born in East St. Louis, Illinois. It's interesting. That was the name of a Duke Ellington song, East St. Louis Toodaloo. That doesn't help you identify her age at all, but she was born on March 3rd, and she was in the Olympics not that long ago, if that helps you with a clue. Al, let's start with you. What do you think?
I think about 48.
Okay, excuse me, I'm dropping stuff. Is that okay with you guys?
Hold on.
You said 48?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you say, Mary?
Oh, I don't know her either, so I'll just have to guess. I'll say 43.
What do you say, Tony?
Well, 47 worked once, so I'll try it again.
Okay. Michael?
I'm thinking 39.
You're thinking 39.
I'm thinking 39.
Well, you know, we'll find out in just a little bit, you see, how close you've gotten with that, you see, you know.
Well, thank you, Dorb.
Ken, what do you think, you see, you know?
I think.
You see.
I think, therefore I am. No, I think...
Rochester, would you start up to Maxwell? Would you? I want to make a quick getaway from all of this.
I guess Jack Benny.
Is that who that was?
I think so.
Oh, it was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
He must have gone through here very quickly. I never even noticed him. Anyway, Ken, shall I do my imitation of David Letterman again?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
I just do his laugh.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I think it's great.
Okay. What do you think, Ken? We're back to Jackie Joyner.
Jackie Joyner, Kirstie, back to the game.
Yeah.
I'll say 33.
Okay, now, of course, is the magic moment. We'll see who came the closest. Actually, I can tell you right off, Ken came the closest. She's 34. And Ken said 33, so we have two. There's a tie between Al and Ken. Do you realize that, I don't know whether you know this, it's in the, and I never noticed this myself, but we have that 700-page dumb birthday game rule book. Remember we talked mm-hmm. about that?
Now available on CD-ROM.
That's right. That's right. And on page, as I think it's page 456, somewhere around there, it mentions the fact that if the game ends in a tie, the two people tied must fight it out.
In a fist fight to be determined in Las Vegas.
That's right, a fist fight using forks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, using forks. So it can be pretty bloody, but it's kind of exciting. And thus we make up. The price has become a little better then because we charge admission to that kind of a contest.
Yeah. Of course, now they use plastic forks, so it's not quite as brutal.
That's right. The Humane Society put that provision in.
We have a commendation.
Along with the Westinghouse people, you know, because they, I don't even want to go into that, but that was a very long meeting they held one day, and it's all in the book on page 736.
It's a very big legal battle.
Right. Okay, Herschel Walker, the football player. Let's see what else I know about him here. My information on all of these people is pretty sketchy, so it doesn't help you, and I apologize for that. No, this one just says football player. Born at Wrightsville, Georgia, on March 3rd. Okay.
What year was he born in, Norm?
Don't you say that.
You thought you were going to trick me into that one, didn't you, Tony? Just because you're a cantankerous, beautiful woman.
Cantankerous?
Yeah. Do you realize what an appeal cantankerous or cantankerous women are to men?
Really?
I don't know. It's a real turn-on. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rather just than, a word. Know, is it? It's just a good word in general.
It is. It's an excellent word. Herschel Walker. Do you know that name, Tony?
Yeah, I know he's a football player, but that's all I know about him.
Yeah, now where did you grow up in Middletown, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's sort of in the southern part of Ohio.
Right.
You said sort of toward Cincinnati. That's why you have the southern accent.
I have a southern accent?
Isn't this kind of southern?
Just a little more southern than Al's.
Well, I live about 20 miles away from Kentucky. Would that have anything to do?
I think that might have, that might have something to do with it, yeah. No, because Cincinnati is right on the Ohio River across from Kentucky.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
I know all that stuff because I'm a student of America. God bless America.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, how old is Herschel Walker, Tony?
Oh, gosh. I'll say 52.
I'm sorry, 52?
52.
52. Yeah. And Mary?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, see, we only guess the ages of people who are still alive.
Oh,
that's one. That's on page 826 of the rule book.
Paragraph B.
Yeah, they must see.
C diagram.
That's right. They must be alive, otherwise we don't guess their ages.
I was thinking of Knute Rockne. That's the only football player I knew.
Yeah, well, if you want to guess Knute Rockne's age, you know, that, what the heck, it's better than nothing.
I know. Why don't I go...
Is that the only football player really know, is only Knute Rockne?
Yeah, because I never watch football.
Was he even a player? I know he was a coach, but I don't know if he actually played.
No, I don't think he did play. I'm not aware that he did. Did he play?
Yeah, very good player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. For Notre Dame.
Well, he was a coach at Notre Dame. Did he play for Notre Dame also?
Sure.
You know, what are you saying, sure? You don't know. Oh, that's right. You would know. He's the only other one you know.
Yeah, the only team I watch is Notre Dame.
Okay, so you're saying Knute Rockne there played for Notre Dame?
Yep. I think you'd have to watch another team. Otherwise, what would you watch them do?
That's true.
She probably puts a piece of cardboard across the screen and block out the other side.
No, my husband doesn't care for football either. So that's great. We go right on the road on Sunday and do our thing. He's not sitting in front of a TV.
Yeah. What do you guys go for then? What is your mutual interest?
My husband and I.
Yeah.
Well, we're very much in love. After 40, it'll be 48 years in November.
So what do? Just sit around and fondle each other or something?
No, we're on the road all the time. We don't stay home. We go out to eat.
Yeah.
I wish we could dance, but remember I told you.
But when you're sitting with your husband, for example, what kind of conversations do you have? You talk with each other about some...
Political. I am a very political person.
I see. You talk politics.
And he gets ugly when I get political. He goes in the kitchen.
I see. Well, but what is he interested in? He's not interested in sports at all or politics.
No.
So what would he be interested in?
I'd say women.
He's interested in women?
He likes women, and I like men.
Hmm. So does that mean you fool around on the side?
No. we love each other. No, am I talking?
No, but I mean, when you say you're interested in men, he's interested in women, how do you sit around talking about men and women? And he says, boy, did you see, did you see Sharon Stone's new movie?
Oh,
She's got a pair of legs that would stop a clock. Is that the way you talk?
No, we don't go to movies at all. In fact, Norm, when he broke his leg, remember I told you his ankles? We started going to the summer theaters, like the Algonquin Theater, and taking in, you know, those plays. Then we went down to Hampton Playhouse, and guess what? They started four-letter words down there, and guess what we did? We got right up and walked out, and that's the last time we've ever been to Summer Theater. See, that's the way to clean up the act, see?
Yeah.
Just walk right out.
You know something, Mary? What's your husband's first name?
Well, he likes people to call him P.T.
P.T. So you and P.T., would you describe yourself as maybe the most boring couple in Kittery, Maine?
Oh, no.
Kittery, Maine has lots of boring couples.
That's right, too.
No, boring people in Kittery, Maine. I'll tell you that.
No boring people at all?
No, of course not. We're all right on the ball, boy.
Just as much on the ball as you and P.T.
Oh,
are.
Sure. It's a lot smarter than me.
I find that hard to believe.
Sure.
Okay, anyway, Mary, how old is Herschel Walker?
I'll say 48.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Al, what do you think?
David Letterman.
Excellent, Mary.
He makes big money, too, do we, Matt? Isn't that great?
Who does? Oh,
David Letterman.
Yeah, okay. Al, what do you think? Herschel Walker, how old are you?
56.
56?
Yeah.
Okay, and Michael?
I'm going to say Herschel Walker is 43.
Herschel Walker is 43, says Michael. And Ken?
I'm going to say 36.
Say that again the way you said it. That was a very strong tone. You said, I'll say 36. Did you do that purposely?
No, I wanted it to come across as the tone of a person who isn't really sure how old he is.
Oh,
I guess I might have failed in my mission.
Actually, no, I think you succeeded because you came the closest. He's 34.
Wow.
I was going to say 34, but I didn't. Instead, I said 36.
You sound like Tony Nesbitt, but he always used to say that, too. Okay, now he's 30. So you now lead with three. I'm trying to get rid of some junky prizes, and you keep winning.
I'm sorry. I'll make sure not to get the next one right.
Okay, because you understand that the people who work here, employees of Westinghouse, God love them, have enough wonderful benefits without getting the actual prize. That would be too much.
Do you have a booby prize? Because I haven't got one yet.
Yeah, I suppose we could send you some kind of a booby prize, yeah.
You know the last thing I got from WBZ?
Yeah?
Tom sent it to me. Remember Tom?
Know? Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent me Boy George doll. He knew I liked dolls.
Boy George doll.
He sent it for my collection. He knew I liked dolls.
Oh, that's such a scary thing that they actually made those.
Something to cherish.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice, yeah.
I thought it was nice, though.
That's right up there with the pet rock.
Boy George doll.
A boy George doll.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have, as a matter of fact, you know what he sent? He gave to me, and I was really pleased about this. This was a statue, a lifelike statue of Herschel Walker made out of white fudge.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I have it on
still working on it, right?
Yeah, no, I have it. It's been melting a bit, but
it's just a bust.
Do you like sweets, Noah?
Oh, God, yes, I do. I love sweets.
I hate candy.
Yes. And I'd like to give you some of their names.
I hate candy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we asked about that, Mary. Because we'd like to know everything there is to know about you and your husband.
Not much, but I like.
As Kittery's most boring couple we care about. Maybe Maine. Maybe you could be in the National Boring Couple Championships that are nationwide. Maybe worldwide. Hey, there's no stopping us, Coach.
Hey, listen. I got news for you. I'm known all over the world thanks to WBZ Boston.
Well, how come you're known and I'm not? And I work here. I resent that.
Well, we're making history right now, Norm.
Okay. Here's another. I think we've pretty much run out of the semi-name people, because we had a lot of people, not too many well-known people were born on March 3rd. So those of you who are going to have babies and you expect you're going to be very well-known, if you could have them be born on March 3rd, we'd appreciate that. Thank you so much, and to the Republic for which it stands. Okay. Let me give you an event, and then you tell me what year it happened, okay? Is that an exciting thought?
Yeah.
Make it something that happened this year, so we'll know it.
Well, this is kind of interesting, actually. It was on March 3rd that the Star Spangled Banner officially became the national anthem of the United States.
Really?
Yes, it was on a March 3rd. But now our question is, of course, what year would that have been? What year did the national anthem become the official anthem
Francis
of the United
Scott
States?
Key.
Francis Scott Key is correct. You win a piece of schlunky chazerai. Thank you. Okay, let's start with you, Ken. What do you think? What year would that have been?
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to go to me first.
I knew you were, and that's why... Being sadistic as I am.
Cruel man.
I'm a terribly cruel man.
We're also with...
And my orchestra.
Telepathic powers, so you can sense...
I can sense fear and nausea. I can.
Okay. How about... 18...
And I have a nausea. I have a nausea meter in Mary's home in Kittery. And it keeps going off every hour.
That's buying me time to think about how one is.
I know it. I know. Let me do more 10 minutes of stand-up stick aimed at Mary and her husband, P.T.
And I can do my calculations.
That's right. You can work it out. You could even go to the library, look it up, and come back again.
He's a wonderful man.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
My husband.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Francis Scott Key.
No, I don't even know him.
You don't even know your husband?
No, I don't know Francis Scott Key.
You don't like Francis Scott Key?
What's wrong with Francis Scott Key?
He's on first.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with Francis Scott Key that you would not like him?
I don't know him personally.
Well, what would he? What has he ever done to you?
He made that famous song that I love.
He made it very hard to sing, too, and for that I resent him.
That's true.
I sing it perfect.
It's got that high part.
Yeah.
Can you just do the bombs bursting in air part?
I didn't hear that.
No, listen, never mind, Ken. I think we bought you enough time. No.
Okay, all
right. What year was that?
How about, it doesn't help me any. I wasn't able to get to the library and back. But, let's say 1814.
1814.
Wow.
Well, this is, and we're looking for the year that the Star-Spangled Banner officially became the national anthem of the United States. Of America, by the way, if you need any more clarification, which United States it is. Michael, what do you think?
Well, since you said America, that changes my answer to 1934.
1934. Yeah. Well, that's quite at odds with what Ken said, isn't it? That's what makes this game so exciting, because you just never know where you're ending up and to the republic for which it stands. Al, what do you think?
Huh?
What?
Exactly.
What did you say, huh?
But yeah, that's what he said. I'll say about 1820.
1820. Okay, and Mary, what do you think?
I wish I were up on my wars, because see, wasn't it after that war that he, I can remember how it came about that he saw over to Fort Sumter and the flag was still there.
Yeah, see, that's when he wrote it.
Yeah.
And the bombs were bursting in air.
They were, bombs bursting in air. The flag was still there, though, as I recall. Uh-huh. I was
that's
in the neighborhood.
That's when he invited him to write it.
Yeah, I was picking up girls in downtown Baltimore, and I noticed that. I said, hey, look at that. Bombs are bursting in air, but the flag is still there. And it gave proof through the night, as a matter of fact. I had proof through the night that the flag was still there. It wasn't just I took anybody's word for it, you know.
Isn't this terrible?
Say, does that Star-Spangled Banner still wave? Can you answer me that?
Well, let's see now. That must have been I'm not up on my...
No, I'm not asking you when he wrote it now. This is when it became the official national anthem of the United States.
I'll go into the 19th century, because, see, that's when people got more into, you know, making things legal. I'll go...
Everything was illegal previous to that.
That's right.
I know it was that other
especially
thing,
PT.
I'll say they made it the national anthem in 1917.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had to have
you said it was the 18th. That was the 18th century.
That's when they wrote it.
Yeah. No, okay.
But you want to know when they made it legal.
When they made it legal.
Well, really, by rights, I should say the 20th century, because that's what we're living in right now.
Yes, we are, just for a little while longer.
Before that, the song was illegal.
It was totally illegal. You could get arrested for even saying bombs bursting in air. It was pitiful. Three guys in East Baltimore got arrested, and they were imprisoned in the bowels of the Bastille for months because of that. I don't even want to talk about it.
Just trying to hit that high note.
Are you writing this down, Norm? Because I forgot what I said already.
No, you said 1917.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Tony, what do you say?
I forgot the question. the year that the Star-Spangled Banner was written?
No.
See, that's sort of what I think I based my answer on when I thought
No, when it officially became the national anthem.
Well, it was written during the War of 1812 when he saw the firing on Fort McHenry. Francis Scott Key, wasn't he a prisoner?
Yeah, that's why I figured it was right after that,
So, I don't know, but I think it was a long time after that, so I'm going to say 1908.
Good.
Okay, the actual year was 1931. A lot of people would find that hard to believe that it was that recently. But it became the official national anthem. It became the official national anthem, yes, in 1931. Mm. Now, Michael said 1934, so he was the closest.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, actually.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Excellent.
I was thinking War of 1812,
Yeah, it was the War of 1812.
I think most people would figure it was somewhere in the 1800s, you know, maybe long after he wrote it, but not as recently as 1931. I seem to run out of stuff here.
So he didn't even know that his song was interesting.
No, it became the official national anthem long after he was gone.
Well, now...
So he would have been just so darn pleased.
Now, folks, we've made history here tonight, and they can say, all of us played the dumb birthday game in 1996, on March 3rd, with wonderful Norm Nathan, who is going to be one of the outstanding American citizens of our time.
I think I'm going to throw up. Holy God, what was all that about?
They wouldn't be able to fit that much in the book.
Well, of course, Westinghouse Corporation, as you know, and the WBZ plus the CBS network now, and all our washing machines and stuff, they do keep a record. You know that? A historical record of everything,
sure,
including this program, this very moment. This is now going down into the record books.
Sure.
And there's going to be a star next to your name, Mary.
Yeah.
And there'll be an asterisk, actually. It'll say, married to P.T., the two most boring people in America today. And you ought to be proud.
I am.
Good. And here's Michael Cannon to bestow our gift upon you.
That's right.
How beautiful.
Hold on, he's pinning a gardenia on your wrist.
Oh.
Okay, I there should be one more thing, but I don't have one more thing here that's worth talking about.
How about something that happened today? We can guess what
something
year
that happened today. Okay,
just a few minutes ago.
Okay, we had I can give you something that happened today. We had a snowfall.
Oh.
Yes, and we had
it was on March 3rd. When was it?
Yeah, which March 3rd? What year was it that we had the... Hold on a minute. I won't give you more statistics on that. God, I'm just so busy. We had... And they registered the snowfall as 3.9 inches in Boston.
Oh, we got more than that in Kittery. In fact, guess what, Norm?
Yeah.
My husband went out in a snowstorm and made me a great big snow person.
A snow person.
Well, look around,
no, yeah, Chris.
This feminism has gone a little too far.
And I put a hat on him with pink feather. And he even took my picture by it. And it's snowing and everything. I might send you a picture if it comes out good.
Oh, that would be lovely. I'd love to see that. Boy, I'd like to pin that, put that picture in my tear-stained scrapbook of memories. Right next to my picture of Annette Funicello with her Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, I...
Which I treasure. I treasure that.
I like Annette Funicello.
I do, too.
Lovely woman.
Good peanut butter.
Okay, now I'm trying to think of... Yeah, the snowfall in Maine actually was all right. Most of the heaviest snow was down on the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'd say we have probably, you know, just a rough guess, 7 to 8 inches.
Okay, anyway, I think that winds up everything. Even if it doesn't, it winds up everything.
And you know what, Norm?
Yes.
We can blame the whole thing on the full moon. It's coming right in my window. Looks like a full moon, but our weatherman on the Portland station is Kevin Mannix, and he said the full moon is on Tuesday.
Did anybody see Airplane? You remember?
I do.
Tuesday the 5th.
You're thinking of the same scene that I'm thinking of.
And that's when we all go to the polls.
When she's never going to shut up. This is going to go off forever. No, I'll hear this voice until I'm dead.
Don't forget.
I'll be lying in my coffin, and I'll hear that voice.
And you rise
and I say,
right
I'm
up.
Not, I'm not dead enough. More.
And Norm, when you hear my voice, you rise right up out of the coffin.
Oh, be quiet.
My Lord, she's bringing people back to life.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let's keep talking, Mary.
Putting the undertaker.
I wanted to do that so badly.
So quiet now.
I just had the clipper off. I wanted to do that for so long. Anyway, there'll be people calling saying, Norman, how could you be so cruel?
I'm going to get calls.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, all of you, for playing. Tony, thank you. It's nice having you with us.
Thank you, Norm.
Okay, and that goes for you too, Al.
I did not know until I was recording that episode 76 would include a question about the Star Spangled Banner. This is a little example of what I feel is Norm making his presence known. I have experienced many of these times. Some so overwhelming they can't be ignored or simply cast off as coincidences. So now you know when I say we here at Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness, I really mean it. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For commemorative postage stamps, the Tobin Bridge, Sumner and Ted Williams tunnels, Jerry Williams, Norman Rockwell, Peters, Kent Voss, WHIO, Hebert's Candy, Henry Fonda, the ghost of Jack Benny, David Letterman's Laugh, Comprehensive Rule Books, Newt Rockne, Notre Dame, the award-winning Mary and her husband P.T., Tom Bergeron, Boy George, Telepathy, Nausea Meters, Downtown Baltimore, Proof Through the Night, Snow Persons, Annette Funicello, Francis Scott Key, Ken Newman, Michael Cannon, and the old schlunky piece of Chazara himself, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.